The Florida legislature has sent Governor Jeb Bush a bill that revamps state laws that control the restoration of the Everglades. In a twist, an influential group of Republican congressmen in Washington have allied with environmentalists to say the bill is not green enough. They feel the revamped law could imperil a landmark agreement between the state and the federal government to protect this unique ecosystem. NPR's Philip Davis has this report.
Depending on your point of view, the Everglades bill, now on Governor Jeb Bush's desk, is either a reaffirmation of the state's commitment to restore its most famous ecosystem, or a special interest tool to give Florida room to wiggle out of a fast-approaching deadline to get pollutants out of the Glades' water. The Bush administration likes the bill and says it provides important environmental benefits. David Strews is the head of the State Environmental Protection Agency.
We opposed it early on. We're the first to oppose it, and then engaged with the legislature and others to come up with a bill that, as of today, is a very positive bill and one that will actually enhance my ability as the environmental regulator for the state to get the job done.
The bill keeps tough standards for a key pollutant, phosphorus, at a low 10 parts per billion. It also levies special taxes on agricultural interests to pay for the cleanup. But it stretches the time frame for that cleanup from a deadline of December 2006, just 3 years from now, all the way to 2013. Strews says that's just an admission of reality.
The fringe areas around the edges of the Everglades where the water enters the system, you've seen a buildup of phosphorus in this sediment. And the worst thing in the world would be to go in there and try to physically remove that sediment. For some of those fringe areas, it's going to be a matter of time for the Everglades to essentially heal itself. The sediment that is holding the phosphorus now will release that, and it will eventually get flushed out of the system.
But the longer time frame and ambiguous language in the bill have angered an influential group of 8 Republican congressmen who control billions of dollars of federal aid earmarked for the Everglades. They've sent a letter to Governor Jeb Bush urging him to veto the bill. Representative E. Clay Shaw, the head of the Florida delegation, is one of the letter's co-signers. He says the new bill makes it appear as if the state wants to change its end of a landmark state-federal partnership to clean up the Everglades.
Now, all of a sudden, we find they're extending the time for improving the water quality. That's wrong. They have until 2006 in order to meet these standards. Why in the world the Florida legislature is pushing this ahead at this particular time is a complete mystery to me.
Shaw, like many observing the bill, thinks he has an answer. The state's influential sugar industry and its cadre of lobbyists who backed the bill.
Right now, they've got more lobbyists than we have state senators working in Tallahassee. So, you know, one of the things that I've found in my history of politics, if somebody needs 46 lobbyists to sell their position, they haven't got much of a position.
Environmentalists also oppose the measure. Eric Draper is a lobbyist for the Audubon Society.
The legislature is taking this up at the request of the sugar industry. The sugar industry can't meet the deadline for cleaning up their wastewater, so they went to the legislature and said, would you please extend the deadline?
State Senator Al Lawson, a Democrat and the main sponsor of the bill, says the environmentalists have got it wrong.
From my perspective, I know that they're absolutely incorrect. I think that this bill might have started off with more of sugar interest. But, you know, I told Sugar, I said, you know, I understand that you all have some concern and I will address your concerns. But also, I got to make sure that the environmental community is at the table so that, you know, they don't lose in this particular issue.
The sugar industry's chief lobbyist and spokesman, Robert Coker, declined to comment for this story. And though Governor Bush will likely sign the measure, the issue is not dead yet. Tomorrow, a federal judge who helped broker the original Everglades agreement is calling state officials into his Miami courtroom to explain the legislation. Judge William Hovler says he will likely oppose any significant deviation from the original Everglades cleanup plan. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.